welcome to the next edition of Business Law Focus. Great having you with us. Absolute pleasure to welcome Lizelle Mostert from ENS's intellectual property team, where she's an executive or partner in the team. And we're speaking just on Women's Day, which is a very important day in the global calendar, in South Africa's calendar. It obviously comes at a time where we're looking at women's rights, specifically how to improve the situation, because Lizelle, I don't know if you'll agree with me, but at the moment, from a labor perspective, and I know we want to get into the IP world, especially in the role of IP in empowering women, which I think is a very interesting conversation to have, but just in general, sub-Saharan Africa and, you know, women in the workplace and from a socioeconomic perspective and even a gender-based violence perspective, most importantly, a lot of work still needs to happen.
Yes, I do think, and I do agree with you, I think a lot of work has to happen in some industries more than others. In IP, where I've been working, I've always been very lucky to work in strong female-led teams or teams where there are strong representation in a leadership position, female representation. For example, the department where I'm working in now, that we're mainly females. And that has been great so far. So in IP, I think we have been very lucky, and there is a focus on promoting females, you know, and putting women in leadership positions. At least in ENS, that is the case. And also in some of the other firms where I've worked. So from in the IP field, at least, that has been fantastic.
That's great. So, I mean, I know there was some research recently also on the need for more senior leadership from women. So, I mean, in law firms specifically. So I think that's really positive that you're seeing that and an all-female team. I mean, that's certainly really strong progress, which is very important. And but just on this, you know, women in sub-Saharan Africa generally on Women's Day, we obviously have, you know, a lot of drive. We have a lot of initiatives. We have a lot of talk about what's needed. Is enough happening on the ground? I mean, you do mention in your world specifically that you are seeing, you know, a lot of growth and development. But you know, in general, policy when it comes to policy. I mean, for instance, if you're looking at, shall we say, in Africa specifically, I know the African Union, for instance, is driving and promoting gender equality and women's empowerment specifically, and creating pathways that achieve, you know, more holistic empowerment of women, which then also promotes the rights of women and girls, you know, advocates for resourced gender structures. And we're talking formal, non-formal institutions and bodies as well. So you need to have a lot of role players, right, to get this on track and working.
You do need a lot of role players, and you need it from the top down.
Yeah.
From the top, it's very important, but I also think it's from on a lateral level. It is important for women to champion women on their field and to uplift each other. And it's not a competition. We must be each other's champions. And I think from all levels, that needs to happen. But I do agree with you, a lot more needs to happen. There's some great initiatives, but we do need more.
Yeah, there seems to be quite a complex web of barriers and, you know, in some cases, even restrictions in some countries, you know, which don't. I think one that is mentioned a lot is access to funding, you know, when women start these businesses. So when we're talking about, and let's maybe move it to IP specifically, and what I think is really pertinent in the IP world is we're talking about innovation. We're talking about creativity, and ultimately we're talking about businesses that can really flourish through entrepreneurial flair. And you are actively involved in protecting, promoting, creating these businesses so that they can be a success. Are you seeing exciting growth in the space when it comes to women-led businesses? And maybe talk a bit about those challenges like access to funding for these businesses.
We are seeing some exciting developments, but specifically women in IP, not IP law, but women in IP entrepreneurs, there is still a lot of work to be done, and there's still some access barriers and a lot more funding, I think, and help for entrepreneurs, especially when you don't have a business background. You've just got this great idea. I think we still need a little bit more of that to encourage women to share their ideas, to commercialize their ideas, and get their businesses off the ground.
In the IP space specifically, I mean, we keep hearing about the difficulties in some countries of setting up a business. What's it like in the IP space? Are you actually putting these deals together, protecting these trademarks specifically? Are you seeing an increase in litigation in Africa in this space?
Yes, we actually do see an increase in litigation in this space, especially in some of the African countries where people like to move into various African countries. There is a lot of litigation. There's a lot of brand grabbing, which makes it very important to protect your brand. It's no point in investing time and money in your business and it's not registered. You know, you haven't protected your IP, you haven't registered it, you haven't gotten your patents in action. And all of these things, yes, there is a cost to doing it, but the cost of not doing it can be so much more.
Yeah. And so we've got a great idea. Let's assume there's a female business out there in sub-Saharan Africa. They've got a great idea and they want to take this idea to market. What would you advise this business? Obviously, they've got to look at the business side and getting the business registered from a company perspective. But what would you advise? What steps should this young entrepreneurial starter business look at specifically from an IP perspective?
From an IP perspective, they need to do some searches before they put a name to their product or any branding to their product, or even before they launch their product. They need to do searches to see what else is in the market, what else, you know, what names or trademarks people are using to make sure that you're not stepping on any toes. And once they've got that and they've got this, they've looked at it, they know that they're safe from that perspective, they do need to protect their IP. When it comes to trademarks, they need to file their trademark applications, register their trademarks. That'll allow them to stop other people from, you know, registering their brands or even using it. But then also, if they've got a product that's patentable, then before they even launch this product, before they even go to any investors to get funding, they should have filed a patent application for this invention that they've got, so that they've got an invention. Because the moment you disclose it, then you can't patent it anymore. So it's very important for them, when they've got this idea, find out if it's something that we can patent. If it's an invention, then yes, please find out if you can patent it. Because if you go to an investor or any other, you know, business that you want to partner with or anything, you need to have protected that invention. Because the moment it's disclosed, it's gone. You can't register it as a patent, maybe as a design, but you've got a limited point in time. And that really is going to protect your invention. And also perhaps look at, you know, it's not always feasible, but if you can sign like a non-disclosure agreement to keep your business idea or anything like that safe, you know, that's always a good idea. So before you even go out to the market or get funding, you must have everything in a place. That's going to be the best protection for you.
Great. No, that's great advice. Now, let's assume the business does all of this. They go ahead and they're starting to become successful and get noticed. And then out of the blue, a competitor, shall we say, passes off their trademark, their brand, their product, whether it's through packaging or otherwise, just sometimes marketing, right? That happens. What should they do in this case? Obviously, it's a terrible, you know, position to be in for that small business. What should they do in that situation?
I would suggest just having a brief conversation with an attorney that specializes in IP. Just even if it's just a brief conversation, just to make sure, you know, what your best courses of action are. What is the best way to address it? Most likely, you know, in a lot of cases, we send a letter of demand. It obviously carries a lot of weight if it's on a letterhead of a law firm. It does carry a lot of weight. Send a letter of demand, see what we can do. We don't always want to run out, you know, to court. It's expensive. And many of these things can be resolved on an amicable basis. But what we've also seen is people get advice from lawyers and then they first try and approach these people, let's say, stealing their brand on their own, because sometimes it's a more relaxed conversation when you have in that case. But it really is going to depend on on the facts, but I do think it's worth it to just go to an attorney, get that initial advice, and then decide what would be the best way forward.
Well, Lizelle, thanks very much. Yes, sorry, carry on. Yes,
go for it. That's where I want to come in. So if you've got your trademark registered, it's obviously going to be a much less costly exercise. So here's my registration certificate. Uh-huh. This is what you're doing. It is clearly wrong. So again, that just brings it in, you know, the importance of actually protecting the IP and, you know, time and effort within,
yes,
you know, putting your business.
Very good point. Yeah, it's a problem coming after the fact and then trying to show that, you know, there has been some type of a breach. So I think that, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So thanks very much. Thanks for that input. I think it's a critical topic. We want to see women thrive. We want to see more women leaders out there. We want to certainly see the creative businesses that can flourish, and we want them to be supported. So on Women's Day, thanks for that, Lizelle. Great chatting to you.
You too. Thanks for your time. Thank you.